You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with Johnny the Healer, the founder, creator, and director of the Holistic Sanctuary. Johnny the Healer is committed to offering the best possible treatments to you and your loved one at the Holistic Sanctuary. They use treatments that actually end most, if not all, addictions dead in its tracks. Johnny, welcome to Entrepreneur Fit Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
You are very welcome. Certainly it's good to have you. So first of all, for the benefit of our listeners, tell us a little bit about the Holistic Sanctuary.
Well, the Holistic Sanctuary is one of the first healing centers of its kind. There is an innovative way and an innovative approach that we have here to treat all addictions. And it was actually created by myself after 20 years of drug addiction and homelessness and losing my brother and my mother to drug addiction at a very young age. I had no choice but to enter treatment, and I got the same old thing. And I created this facility, this center, this healing center, through a vision that I had after I got spiritually resurrected, per se. I was on a host of medications, a whole bunch of doctor-prescribed drugs, and they labeled me as bipolar, as ADD, as a drug addict, as dual diagnosed, and depressed. They had a good name for it, and they just put medication for it. And I just became sicker and sicker and sicker. I had to escape from that, and that's how I created this protocol that I implement here on all the patients and the guests and the clients that come in here. It actually helps reverse the damages of the brain. It rips out heroin addiction out of all addicts. It's almost like we're dealing with spirits in a matter of 3 days. There's nothing like it in the world. My protocol is so innovative that there's other cancer centers and alternative cancer centers that utilize some of the stuff that I do here, like a raw juice cleanse, which is the Gerson therapy, and also autism therapy, alternative autism therapy with chelation and hyperbaric chambers, and a wheat-free, gluten-free diet, superfood, raw foods, raw juice cleanses. I mean, it's amazing what we do here. I created this to basically save my own life. I had no choice but to create this if I wanted to escape the ravages of the grips of addiction. And what was being fed to me for 10 years, 12 steps, medications, conventional rehabs, 12-step rehabs, punitive therapy, attack therapy, that stuff wasn't working. It was making me worse. And being labeled as an addict, it just wasn't making me better. It was making me feel like I could never accomplish or do anything. So I created the Holistic Sanctuary, and my success rate is through the roof. It all varies from person to person, but I can show the healing of the human brain with my therapy of any drug addict that's been on drugs for 5, 10, 20 years. And I want to take the opportunity to challenge any conventional rehab in America to a test. Bring me 10 heavily, heavily addicted heroin addicts, and we give the exact same 10, the same exact addiction to them, and let's see what we do with the clients. I can show you the results. I can show you how the high blood pressure reverses. I can show you how cholesterol that's through the roof normalizes. I can show you how liver enzymes that are just so damaged by the medications, the pharmaceutical drugs, industry drugs, normalize from 300 notches down to 134 below normal limits. That's what my therapy does. It's not punitive. It's non-toxic. Everything that I use here is natural. Oxygen, sunlight, vitamins, minerals, nutrients, amino acid IVs. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, let me ask you this. I know you mentioned a lot of details on what would really inspire you to create the Holistic Sanctuary, but is there anything in specific that moved you to open the Holistic Sanctuary?
What moved me was, I actually became, very, very spiritual during meditation. And although I was meditating, I kept on relapsing. So I found some ways to tap into my higher self. And what motivated me was, you know, I spent 33 years of my life, you know, not doing anything. And I was homeless for the most part for a good 15 years. And, you know, living in storage units, I didn't, my life didn't amount up to be anything. I had nothing to lose. So I got on my knees and I prayed to God. I said, you know what, God, either you end my life or you help me. And, you know, I can't end my life myself. I'm too much of a coward. And if you help me, I'll go and help those people who need help. Basically, use my experience as a drug user, as drug addict, as just totally condemned, and I'll go back and help these addicts. And I wanted to help. I've already lost my brother and my mother in 20 years of my own life, and I wanted to help people. I wanted to get the gratification of helping others and pulling people out of the ditches. And that's what I wanted to do. You know what, Eric, I wanted to do something so profound and so amazing that when I die, my legacy would be actually not the person who destroyed the streets that he walked on, but actually somebody who actually gave a damn about humanity. I want to be remembered as somebody who cared. I have a 19-year-old daughter. She's going to be 20 next month. And I wanted her to look up to her father. And I was sick and tired of, you know, complaining to God all this time and not growing up without a mom and a dad. And it was my opportunity to make it right, to make it, you know, because I complained so much about that God would, and I felt it on my heart, said, you know, you complain so much about not having a dad. Here you are. You're a dad. Why don't you go do something about it and stop whining and crying and go do something and be a dad for your own daughter. And I wanted to. I wanted to do so much. My heart was so good, but it was just so toxic by the drugs, and I couldn't live. I couldn't, and I needed something to vindicate me, something to tell me that I could do anything I put my mind. I had to inspire myself because I didn't have a father, a guardian, or a mother, anybody to inspire me. So I inspired myself, and I used God as my main source. Non-religious. There's no religious approach to this. It's all 100% spirituality. There's no religion that is interconnected with this. It's pure spirituality, pure universe, pure God, and that's it. And I love helping people. That's what inspires me.
Now, the Holistic Sanctuary has an innovative approach to helping patients. Tell us briefly about that.
Well, innovative approach. First, what we do here is first we do no harm. That means we don't medicate people, we don't attack people with punitive therapy, we don't label people as incurably diseased and born with addiction. That's basically one of the first things. Next, what we do is we approach with a very safe herbal detox. Now, keep in mind that the detox that I use is illegal in America, and it's available everywhere in the world except America. And that's the problem that we're having, is the FDA has put a ban on this type of innovative approach to naturally detox people and heal people. And that's basically the detox. It's a herbal root from Africa. It's called ibogaine. And that's one of the things that I utilize here. It's the most profound herb on earth. It's a very spiritual journey that all patients go through, and it's the most amazing, vindicating, powerful herb. And that's one of the second things. And the third is we repair the human brain back to a pre-addicted state. I have videos of people getting recovered, transformational videos before and after. I have brain scans of patients who are – been diagnosed with a top neurologist or top addiction specialist, that their brain will never recover, and they're, for the rest of their life, they need to be on this bipolar medication or this medication like Suboxone or methadone. I've taken those people off and I've reversed the damages on the brain. The brain scans are there on my website for the viewing, for the patients. And that's to show, everybody's different, of course, but that's to show the results that we're trying to get with each patient. And, another thing is that we do here is once we do that, then we use a very inspirational, empowering way to reprogram the addict's brain or the alcoholic's brain to reverse and end negative thought patterns. Now, when you wake up in the morning and you go to a place like, let's say, for example, AA meeting, and they say, stand up and tell us your name, and you know, tell us the disease that you have, and you know, accept that you're powerless and you're born with a disease, and you know, come here every day and label yourself. We got to stop that. We have to start to try to implement a positive aspect and their positive affirmation. Look in a mirror and say, you know what, I can do anything I put my mind to. I am a powerful spiritual creature of God, and I'm beautiful and created perfectly in His image, and I can do anything I put my mind to. If you go to my website, you see the center that I have. Now, I had a vision of a center on the ocean this big, this grand, 6 years ago when I first got clean and I got healed. And that's what I do. I implement basically like the law of attraction. And the things that I think about most come about most. If you show me your thoughts, I'll show you your future. So we got to change that. We got to change that and get that to a more positive affirmation. See, there's a thing called placebo and a thing called nocebo. Placebo is a sugar pill. It's a positive thought creating a positive outcome. Taking a pill has sugar in it. And sometimes, for the most part, most of the time, the sugar pill works better than the medication, because not only does it not have any side effects, but actually the body has a mind-body connection. The mind can heal the body with a thought, quantum healing. And then there's a nocebo, a negative thought, creating a negative outcome. Now, that's when you have a doctor that tells you, you know what, you're sick, you got cancer, you're going to die. Guess what? Your body is going to shut down by the information that just went in, and your brain is so sensitive. And so it's like a sponge. If you put negative energy in it or negative information, because everything is vibration and everything is energy, it will start to shut down the human body. So, and then after this is done, we teach a complete holistic lifestyle change. And what that means is we teach our clients what to eat, what not to eat, what to stay away from. About superfoods, there's goji, noni, acai, moringa, raw organic coconut oil, coconut butter and coconut water, and moringa from Africa it's got more antioxidants than any other fruit and vegetable out there, and it's got more potassium than bananas. All these things, the lifestyle changes, it's implemented and it's taught to these patients that come here, and we empower them. Not only that, but the educational documentaries that we have about food, and I don't want to get, about conspiracy theories, but vaccines and the mercury that's in it and the aluminum that's in it and the formaldehyde that's in them. So if we heal the body, the person heals. So first, going back, we locate the underlying cause of all addictions, and that's vaccines, medications, and food, GMO, food, toxic food, food pesticides, pasteurized food, food that's been heat treated and processed, hamburgers, fast food, and McDonald's and Burger King. We teach them about not to stay away from that. So first we relocate the underlying cause of the addiction, and then we have to safely remove the toxic residues with this herbal detox. And everything here is natural. Everything is organic and grows from the ground. Either the sun gives it to us, the pure oxygen, or the ground grows it for us. And it's a pure form. It's not heat treated, heat pressed, heat packaged in a can or a box. We don't serve anything. We grow everything here. We serve everything here that's natural. Even the therapies, even the amino acid IV drips are natural amino acids. Everything that we do here is alternative to Western, and totally. Non-invasive. And then we safely detox, we repair the human brain to a pre-addictive state, reprogram the addict's brain, and then what we do is we just basically teach a complete lifestyle change, and helps everybody learn how to live a different life. And basically that means hiking, biking, exercising, and doing all the things that are positive that actually strengthen and help heal the body.
Today we're joined by Johnny the Healer, the founder, creator, and director of the Holistic Sanctuary. At the Holistic Sanctuary, they use treatments that actually end most, if not all, addictions dead in its tracks here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Johnny, what are some success stories involving patients that you have counseled?
Well, I had this one heroin addict that came. He was on heroin for 20 years, and he came. He's tried every conventional medicine out there, Suboxone, methadone, detox, cold turkey, every high-end rehab. And you know what? He came to my center. He was down here for a week, and I actually treated him. After the third day, he was up and walking and talking. He has never felt anything like that before. It's been over a year. He's still clean. And his wife actually called me and said, you know what, I was driving home, Johnny, last week from work, and I listened to a song. And for the first time since I've been married to my husband, I love the music, and it made me feel amazing. Johnny, you didn't just heal my husband, but you healed the whole family. And that right there was so amazing that – you know, it was touching, because not only does a family get healed, but everybody, you know, not only does the client get healed, but the family gets healed. So it's absolutely amazing what's happening here. The transformational stories are it's nonstop.
Now, how do you envision the holistic sanctuary evolving or expanding in both the short and the long term moving forward?
The holistic sanctuary is expanding. We have actually an island that we're looking into purchasing and opening up a big hospital similar to Atlantis, and we're also looking into opening up centers in United States. We first got to figure out how to allow this treatment to be offered. It's very innovative and it's unconventional, and until the FDA approves it, it's going to be a little restricted. But we've been growing so fast in the past 2 years that it's beyond limits. There's so much we can do. Thousands of people are need healing, and if we don't give them medications, if we don't give them anything that makes them overdose, if we safely taper them off all drugs, get them off of every drug safely, and get them to wake up in the morning and sleep at night perfectly without taking any sleep medications or wake up medications or anything, we can have the highest success rate. It's definitely growing, the need for alternative and holistic therapies.
Really been good to hear what you've got going on and the inspiration that's driven you to do some great things. Now, and finally, share with us how people can learn more about the Holistic Sanctuary and your commitment to personal wellness.
People can go to our website. It's www.theholisticsanctuary.com, and the number is 323-606-9904. My name is Johnny Tabai, also known as Johnny the Healer. You can Google me. You can watch our videos on YouTube at YouTube, The Holistic Sanctuary. And we are actually creating a documentary, and that's going to come out soon. And look for that coming out in the next 3 months. And, www.theholisticsanctuary.com, theholisticsanctuary.com.
Very good. We've been speaking with Johnny the Healer, the founder, creator, and director of the Holistic Sanctuary, where they use treatments that actually end most, if not all, addictions dead in its tracks. And the website of reference, once again, is theholisticsanctuary.com. Johnny, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Eric, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. This has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.